some of the premier defensive linemen in the game. Ndamukong Suh's a very good player, and you know, is playing at a high level. And you know, we're going to have to be solid up front. We really are. We're going to have to play well up front. We have to have a good plan to account for where those guys are at, and that's what we're working on right now.
Anybody else? Mark?
Is there such thing as a must win in Europe?
We're at a point in the season with where we're at, you know, moving forward. We're going to have to win. And you know, we feel like we're going to have to start winning this week. With that said, in division, you know, there's reason to be optimistic. As bad and kind of as ugly as it's been the last couple of weeks, we're still right in the mix. You know, that's one of the reasons I think there's a lot of optimism and a lot of energy within our building. And I think guys have the right mindset. Now it's time to go out there and play the way that we're capable of in all three phases. I think at different times throughout the season, we've kind of played well in all three phases of the game. We just haven't really been able to put it together consistently. And offensively, we need to play better than we have.
Matt, it seemed that up until the last 10 minutes of the Baltimore game, you kind of really struggled to get the ball down the field. What did you put that down to, and how did you correct it?
Yeah, you know, I think last week, really the first, you know, like you mentioned, the first three quarters, we were kind of out of rhythm. And getting the ball downfield, you know, we've got to do a great job both running the football and pass protecting. I think both those things kind of allow you to do some of your play action and you know, to take some more time in the pocket and throw it down the field a little bit more. But we've also, you know, when we have opportunities with one-on-ones and guys like Julio and Devin, you know, having some deeper routes on the outside, we've got to take chances at it. So we're going to make the adjustments, certainly. You know, that's a big part of what we've been here in the past, is kind of, you know, an explosive offense. We've got to find ways to create more explosive plays than we did last week.
You're about to head for the Arsenal training facility. I don't know, do you follow British football? Have you watched any since you've been over here?
Yeah, I saw some of the game the other night. Oh, watched Man U play the other night. It was actually a really exciting game. But yeah, got to see some of that game the other night. I'm a fan. You know, I like watching any sport. And when it's at the highest level, you know what? I probably got first started watching football, you know, when I was in college, because I started playing the game, FIFA. I started playing FIFA on Xbox. And AC Milan was my team, so that doesn't work well here. But, you know, as far as following teams here, obviously we know some of the bigger name teams. I'm excited to head over to Arsenal today, and, you know, they're nice to be letting us go over there and kind of use some of their space. But I think a lot of guys that are bigger football fans than I am are really excited about it.
I know the other day you expressed a lot of confidence in James Stone, but do you do anything extra with him during the week and lead up to kind of develop that relationship? And is that center quarterback relationship important?
Yeah, I definitely think it's very important. And I think I'll preface it by saying I think James has done a great job since the first day he walked into the building. You know, I think he's a smart guy and has picked up our offense very quickly. I think Mike Tice and Wade have done a really good job of working with our young guys. And bringing them along. As far as doing extra this week, certainly. You know, I think that's one of the things he and I have to, you know, have to advance where we're at in our relationship as fast as we can. So we'll spend some extra time. It's kind of nice being able to be here at the hotel, you know, 24 hours a day, and to be able to sneak, you know, sneak down and watch a little extra film with him and just go through a couple things to make sure that we're both on the same page and we're both ready to go Sunday. Well, I think two things. You know, I think we need to score points early. We need to be in games as opposed to playing from behind. And we've had to do that, you know, a little bit the last couple of weeks. The other thing I think we need to do is we need to stay ahead of the chains. I think on first down and second down, we need to be more efficient so that you get into more situations that are conducive to running the football. And so we've got to score some points early, and then, you know, I think we've got to be really efficient on first and second down. Our organization does a great job of making things easy for the players. I think the most difficult part, probably the first 2 days of being over here, getting acclimated to the time difference. You know, as far as where we're at now, I think we're kind of into our normal routine of what we do during the week. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday are all very similar for us week to week. So I think guys have settled in. I really don't think it's going to be an issue. I think guys are really excited about, you know, kind of being in a different spot, a little change of venue, and playing in front of what we've heard is a great crowd.
Just to follow up on the football question, have you been to any football games in England?
I've never been to a football game over here. It's a bucket list thing that I'd like to do before, at some point.
Matt, is there, like, there's obviously been talk about getting a permanent franchise over here. Has there been any talk?
There's certainly been discussion we've heard, either on TV or in papers or in magazines. As far as talked about in the locker room, not really. It hasn't been. Other things come up before that, but it's a great place. I mean, it really is. It's a great town and great country, and the people have been super nice since we've been here. So if it does happen in the future, I think guys would be for it.
Could you say, just from a practical point of view, obviously you've been in for a couple of days now with the jet lag and everything, do you think perhaps doing that, if you're playing for a team, maybe doing that like 8 times a season, 16-game season, would that be tough, do you think, or what would you do with that?
Obviously some of the West Coast trips that we take as an East Coast team are long trips as well, and you deal with some of those issues when you travel, when you travel from Atlanta to Seattle. It's a long trip, but I don't know. I hadn't thought enough about it to really give you a quality answer on that. I don't know until it happens. We're lucky in our division. I mean, it's everybody's really, really close, and you've got your hour and 10-minute flight to each of the spots that you're going. I don't know. I'm sure there would be both. I'm sure there would be guys that are cool with it, and I'm sure that there would be guys that would want to keep some of the division games closer to home. Yeah, I think given, the situation that we're in as a team, I think everybody's mindset is right. I think we don't have the luxury of distraction at this point. We've really got to focus in on what we're doing and really try and get a win this Sunday.
Thank you.